Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage with the lovely and luxurious Miss Kev on stage.
I feel like I'm playing to the camera.
Are we going to talk to the camera to each other?
I know.
Let's decide.
Dang.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Look at me. Okay. Last podcast on the video, they were like, what's wrong with you, Kev? What's wrong?
Because you were like this.
Yeah, because I was sick.
I know.
They don't understand I'm trying to push through. Mm-hmm. They're just like, for those 15 seconds, you didn't move. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying not to sneeze. Welcome back to the Love Hour Lovecast with Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. I feel like it's been a long time since we've done this, but it's only been a week.
Mm-hmm. It's because we missed a week and you guys were not having it.
Yes, they were upset.
Where's the mic? The
people of the south, the mic is broken. That's why we've been
recording
this.
Right.
Yeah. You thought we were doing it wrong? Like, hey, we got to start over. I just want you guys to know, if you're watching this on video right now, it's because our mic is broken. Mm-hmm. I feel like God designed a divine intervention.
No, we got to get that fixed.
Yeah. But until then, it was God's design because it fell off the table and broke. And it's forced us to make videos when most of the time we don't feel like getting dressed. And by we, I mean Melissa doesn't feel like getting dressed. If I feel like getting dressed, I mean you look amazing at all times. See how I switched that? Huh?
You didn't say it, but
go ahead. Huh? All right, today we are talking about fighting fair.
See.
Okay? See, 6 steps to a fair
we
argument.
We should have did 10.
We don't have 10.
Yeah, but you do 5.
One, yeah, but then
you did 10.
No, because if 7, 8, 9 are weak and 10 are weak, then you go 6 strong.
Yeah, but 6 is dumb.
No, it's not.
You should probably take one off.
No, we are doing this. It's really 7 because we have 5 and a bonus, and then we have one more.
We should have just went to
7 steps. That's just fighting fair. 7 steps. Okay, how about we just take the steps out? How to fight fair.
How to fight fair.
Yes.
And we have 7 points.
We have 7 points. We're not going to say in the title, 7 steps to fighting fair.
Yeah, because you need
like
5 or 10.
Right.
You learn these things.
Three, five, or ten. See? You do that. Okay, so you're going to take the first one.
I'm going to take the first one. Before we start, I want to say thank you guys for the last podcast.
For women only.
Yeah. If you haven't checked it out by now, I feel like I wanted to say chunked it.
No, checked it out.
Yeah. If you haven't checked it out by now, take a listen. It was from my heart.
It was really good. You know, it's funny. Somebody commented on your Instagram that I talked too much in that podcast.
Yeah, and I saw that.
I barely even said anything.
I very much disagree with that comment.
I was there for moral support.
Yeah. I mean, you did ask questions, but it's because I wanted you there, but...
It wasn't about me.
Yeah, I don't think he overpowered... Normally, he definitely has a takeover spirit, but I do not think that in that episode he... was taking over.
And I've been trying to hone that a lot for the podcast.
You have?
The first couple ones, I was like, Kev, you just talk.
You're just naturally a takeover.
I know. But I was like,
it's
man.
It's okay, because I appreciate it sometimes, because it keeps me in the background.
No, but you are going... I knew background. You were going to sing that. You know what I like about being married to you for 11 years and being together a total of 15? We have 9-year-old inside jokes. That's from Lecrae's song, which is at least back when we were teaching. I was teaching Bible study for the youth group. That's at least 5 years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say 6 or so. Yeah,
that's a 5-year-old inside joke, and we've got ones older than that. That's what I love about being married. So
stay married, people.
Stay married, man. So you can have, if for no other reason, you can have inside jokes that last a lifetime. By the way, I want you guys to touch and agree with me and pray for Melissa to spin off For Women Only to her own podcast.
Hold on. Let's take a time out.
Okay.
15. The point of
That's
the
20,
four,
by the way.
15, 10, 20, it's all the same. The point of the For Women Only wasn't to be its own spinoff. Like, this isn't Cosby Show, Different World. Like, the point was just to do, like, a drug episode. just like a specialty episode.
However,
on The Cosby Show.
I agree, but using your same analogy, The Cosby Show served one purpose well. The spinoff, A Different World, served a totally different purpose well. Mm-hmm. And millions of black kids went to HBCUs only because Different World was a school. I wanted to go to college because of that.
You wanted to go to Hillman?
I wanted to go to Hillman. I actually didn't want to go to HBCU, not because of anything negative, but mainly because nobody in my family went, and there was none. I didn't grow up near any.
I wish I would have went. Yeah, now I wish I would have gone.
I realized
because of the experience my sister had, I felt like that camaraderie.
I feel like we totally missed out.
Yeah.
And nothing against University of Washington.
Absolutely not.
I just feel like I would have, if done again, I wish my parents, who didn't go to college, I think anybody in my family went to an HBCU, but I wish somebody would have been like, hey, this is an option you might want to think about.
I agree.
You know? But nobody did. So we will tell our children.
Go to HBCU.
Yes.
Or at least look at it.
At least look at it.
Yeah, because I don't even think we looked
at it. We did it. Yeah. Also, we lived in Washington and there weren't any HBCUs there.
Yeah, I agree.
And there was none near. And our parents were like, we barely have money for college. So.
And I got a scholarship. So it was like.
Okay.
I mean.
No need to brag. Yeah. I got into Princeton. We don't want to talk about that. I got into Princeton.
Did Mary, Tina said something and she just turned like this. That's what I wanted to do to you just now.
You never want to give me credit for getting into Princeton.
Because you didn't apply.
Okay, we're not going to argue. We're going to teach the people how to argue fairly. Segway.
Into fighting fair.
How to fight fair.
That wasn't going to be a good example because Kevin did not get into Princeton. Because in order to get into a college, you must first apply, which he did not. So he just got one of those generic letters that colleges.
It was not generic. It said, Dear Kevin Fredericks, you in Princeton, my dude, hit us up. And I was like, I'm good, fam.
So how to fight fair. Number one, focus on the issue. Oh, wait.
We'll just do this number one.
Okay. So what does that mean, Kevin Fredericks?
This is your topic, and I'm not talking over you.
How to focus on the issue means, you all know, or we all know, when we get into an argument and you want to bring up past issues to kind of strengthen your case.
Yeah. I think focus on the issue derives from you. The initial thought of the argument is I want to win.
Right.
I want to win the fight. And when you want to win the fight, that determines how you play.
Right.
It's like when you play, you know, soccer or basketball with your kids. Like, if you're just playing to have fun, you play different. If you play against somebody else, I'm competing, then I'm going to play for keeps.
To win, right.
And when you play to win,
your angles are different.
Your angles are different, and you don't always focus
on the issue. Strategy is different.
Yes. So you don't focus on the issue, and that leads to, like, Kevin or Melissa, hey, I asked you to take the trash out. Well, the last time I asked you to pick the boys up, you forgot.
Right. And then it starts being tick for tag and bringing up old stuff. An important thing here, because I don't think it'll tie to anything else, is what will help you to focus on the issue. If it's a past issue you want to bring up but you already forgave them, let it die.
Let it go.
Don't bring it up again.
Bring it up anymore.
Are you done, Elsa?
You're not gonna win this anyway.
So let it die. Don't try to bring up other past issues to strengthen your case, especially if it's not relevant.
Yes.
And to the current topic.
And you know what else? Here's what we do a lot by not focusing on the issue. You'll be mad about something and not bring it up at the time you're mad about it. And then when somebody, like, says, hey, you did this X, Y, and Z.
Then you want to bring up.
Yeah. So I feel.
I do that.
You do. I wasn't going to say you.
I do.
Yes. So there's two ways to play that. When it happens, you deal with it and you forgive and you move on. Or if you don't bring it up, then you cannot bring it up at the argument.
Yeah, but you can.
No. You can't just because Melissa wants to argue like this. We're saying how to fight fair, not how to fight. So focus on the issue, and then if the...
Clearly, we don't have these steps down.
No, we're still learning.
We're the marriage non-experts.
Yeah, we're not experts. We just have an opinion. So, yes, number one, focus on the issue at hand and, like, side point A and B. It's not fair to bring up old issues.
8 and 9.
We almost have 10. So do not bring up what you did last week or any relevant thing just to be like, well, you didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Because that's not beside the point. If I forgot to take out the trash, Melissa calls that to my attention. If I tell her, well, yesterday you left dirty socks in the toilet, it's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. Why are they in the toilet? Because it's not relevant. Focus on the issue at hand. Number two, do not name call, right? And this is, again, how to fight fairly. I feel like, luckily, I don't think we've ever did this.
No, I don't think so either.
In an argument.
No.
And I think what happens, this isn't even a point. We could have had 10 points. Because if you fight while you're not, like, okay, so.
When you name call in the midst of an argument, the stains of that last after the argument, which I think is what you were going to say.
That's not what I was going to say at all. But that's also an amazing point. I was going to say it dilutes the whole purpose of what you were arguing about.
Because instead of focusing now on the issue, you start defending your character and saying, I'm not whatever it is you try to accuse me of being.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot of times this happens because you're angry when you argue. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, be angry but sin not.
And sin not.
You see how that word just comes out of me? But I think, and again, this goes back to fighting fair and not fighting to win. When you fight to win, I'm going to hurt you.
Right.
And I'm the type of person, we're jonesing or blah, 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 and whatever. I'm the one who wants to, like, hurt you and break you.
Yes.
And I remember, I didn't do this to you, but I did see your sister. When we were in high school, we would be joking around. She'd be like, oh, Kev, you got a big head. And then I would, like, try and destroy her. And you were like, Kev, you don't need to, like, people are not trying to be that malicious. Like, you don't have to do that. But I think we do that to our spouses. Or it can be under the breath. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hurtful thing. And then you'd be like, oh, I'm stupid now. Yeah. So I'm stupid
and
now.
And that, like, again, dang, Kev, we could have did 10. That does last. The effects of that last, because you may come back and apologize, but you'll always remember, like, does he really think I'm stupid? Like, dang, he kind of hurt my feelings.
Right.
And it'll, you know, that'll have that effect.
Or you'll bring up something that you never even said before. And, like, you'll say something mean that you never even said. Like, you never look good in that dress. Or that's why your dad left you. Or, like, something that's totally unrelated. You'd be like, you felt like that? Mm-hmm. How long have you felt like that? If it took this argument about not taking the trash out.
Right, for it to come up.
You know, and that's another reason you don't name call, because now you've taken, you know, Kevin, you didn't take the trash out. My bad. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'll take it out. To me bringing something else up in the past, then you calling me stupid or lazy or whatever. And now the argument we're at now is so much greater than the initial.
Which is another point of keep the, like, temperature-ish of the argument at an appropriate level. Like, don't let an argument about the garbage escalate to, like, World War III when it didn't have to be that high.
Yes. And the reason that happens, like we said, is this is good. Okay, this is 10 ways, okay? We're not keeping track anymore. In here, there's 10 good tips. So
name it 10-ish.
10-ish, okay? If you let something go.
Did we say welcome to the love hour?
We did. Okay. If you let something go during the day, like, or during the week, whatever, and you really let it go, then that's fine. But if you let it go and you never really let it go and it's just building up, then when somebody says something to you, not even like as big as that, you've got like 12 days of little battles that bothered you. Like, I take my socks off and put them near the dirty clothes, but not in. Mm-hmm. That bothers you, but you don't say nothing, right? So that's one thing.
That's real life.
Yeah. I pee a little bit on the toilet seat. You wipe it up. That's another thing, right? Then I didn't take the trash out. Mm-hmm. Then I forgot the boys' lunch. So by the time you come to say...
That was our week last week.
That was. Wait, time out. By the time you say, can you pick up some lemons? And I forget, you've got 7 days worth of things you haven't let go. And you're like on 10 about some lemons. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, whoa. And I could have legitimately had a real reason why, you know, I had a crazy day at work, you know, blah, blah, blah. You just picked the wrong day to forget the lemons. Right. But really, you've been messing up for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's not fair to hold things against you. Like, if you're not going to bring them up, that's fine. I think you should let some little things go. You know, if I just pick the socks up or whatever and put them in. Or if you say something. But it's unfair to do both. It's unfair to get mad about it and not bring it up. You either got to bring it up, tick for tack, you know, risk being called a nag, or you got to let it go completely and try not to be built up. And
that's a hard balance.
I was going to say, it's really...
That's a hard balance. Because for women, you do fear being called a nag. So mm-hmm. you attempt to let things go throughout the week. And then things may come to a head where you're like, this joker done did. This, I try to let it go, I try to let it go. And he continues to do. So now we're going to have a discussion about like 7 things you've done. So that is difficult.
So how do you deal with that? Because I know you've verbally said, I don't want to be a nag.
Yeah, so how do you decide where you're going? I think that's a legitimate concern for women, is the fear of being a nag. Or their husband actually does call them a nag. So then that's in the back of your mind. So you do try to let little things go. But because primarily, not always, because every household is different, the woman is cleaning up. So specifically, usually that's what it's going to be around, is feeling like, you know, there's no help. I was just talking to my friend last night about this last night. And we were talking about, like, my Saturday morning, I have blocked out as time to clean the house. Like, that's the day I thoroughly, like, you know, clean the house or whatever. And right. just maintain it through the week. We were like, I don't think men even have that, like, in their schedule. Like, that's not part of their Saturday routine. And so because it's not, when you come in and you don't, I don't know if respect is the right word, but you don't like appreciate or whatever the right word is, the fact that we decided on Saturday morning, I'm going to get up, I'm going to clean up, I'm going to go grocery shop, I'm going to do this, that, and the other things that are not even on your radar.
Right.
You feel a certain type of way about it. So yeah, you might try to let things go, but then at a certain point you do feel like unappreciated because you're like, dude, I just did, woke up, cleaned, bleached, pine sawed everything. Then y'all get up like, nothing.
Yeah, I absolutely do not have it in my mind.
Right, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, in that kind of, because you block out that time, and then it's not like honored, maybe is the right word. It's not honored that you did that, and you guys don't, or not always, but if there's no attempt to like maintain what it is we've done, like it's just immediately undone, then yeah, you feel some type of way. So on some days you may like, I'm going to let it go. Like, it's not the big deal. I'm about to clean up after you and, you know, for my own sanity. And then some days you're going to be like, you know, I'm tired. I'm done. Like, this is the day you're about to get an earful.
So how do you balance that? Or you don't balance that?
Yeah, you don't balance it. It's just, you probably should. Again, you know, just being transparent and honest. It's not like I got it all together, because it just really depends on, like, the day. Like, you may get away today, and then next week you may hear earful. Just depends on how I'm feeling.
So this is how we have to walk. This is why we have to walk through a minefield.
No, it's not about walking. You could avoid this whole conversation. Listen, let us not forget. The way to avoid this whole thing is for you to just remember that we cleaned the house.
And do what about it? Say thank you or help you?
Help. Help maintain. Like, don't undo what it is we've done already. Then there's no walking through a minefield.
A minefield of dirty socks.
Yeah, but see, men, y'all always want to act like it's us, like we're just crazy and we just nag for no reason and y'all don't understand. Like, I feel like I can't do nothing right. And really, it's quite simple.
How sway? How simple is it?
Clean up after yourselves, put dishes back where they belong. Do the laundry sometimes, think about it. Like, it's just like,
I'm gonna tell you how not simple it is. I'm using a sex example because it makes sense in this thing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But how does sex tie
in? I'm gonna tell you because what the managing of a woman's feeling is knowing when she feels this way and almost like pre-knowing that that's how she feels.
Okay, go.
Okay, so before sex, sometimes you will be like, oh, I want, like, don't just be trying to take it, get it and take it. Like, you ain't rubbed my back. You ain't held me. You ain't did nothing. It's just yours for the taking. And you ain't warmed me up or nothing. You just want to take.
It's not all that.
No, that's how I feel. You just Attila the Hun. You old Genghis Khan, old Spartan 300. Oh, this is Sparta. I'm finna just take it, right? Okay.
The drama in your life.
That's you sometimes. Is that you sometimes?
Absolutely.
Over-exaggeratedly.
Not. Way.
But it's you, right? And then there's the time where I'm like, okay, tonight I'm rubbing arms, I'm cracking toenails, I'm doing all that. And you're like, come on, I'm tired. You should know, you know what? You should have took it. You should have took it. Now I'm tired. And you turned over and I was like, you know what? How am I supposed to know? How would one know when it is rub, rub, rub before the grub or when it's just grub? Impossible to know. And that's what it is with women sometimes. You know, sometimes, sometimes we go to clean up and granted, I'm not the best at cleaning up. But sometimes it's like, just get out the way. You're making more of a mess than help.
Yeah, because Kev, you sweep with your little hands.
I told you I don't do sweeping good. That's not one of my skills.
I'm really not.
I've said that a lot. You know
number
I don't sweep
three.
Good.
Don't hit. Don't. Oh. When are we doing this one?
We will.
Choose the right time is my fam.
Choose the right time to argue.
Child, you gotta work on your handwriting.
This is a sub point. My family, Alyssa's family.
Oh.
The point is.
That was like an IS.
When we first got married, people used to say, don't let the sun set on your anger. Mm-hmm. Is that in the Bible?
Sure.
I don't know. I've heard that a lot.
Let's look it up. I think it is.
Okay.
But I just don't like to say stuff and not be 100%.
In my family, we never went to bed angry. If my mom was mad at us, my dad, or my brother or sister, it is the Fredericks way to Frederick / O'Kelly. Shout outs to Will who raised us. We will talk about it. Mom, you made me mad. Dad will say that. Jason, you made me mad. My sister, whatever. Whatever the case
I think
is.
It's don't let the sun set on your anger.
I think that's what I said.
Oh.
So in our family, you talked about it. In Melissa's family, that wasn't necessarily the case. If you were mad, you almost always didn't talk about it that day.
Yeah, I don't know if that was in my family as much as that's really me. Although it could be.
Maybe it's a combination of both.
Yeah. Yeah, Ephesians 4 and 26.
Okay. So, what happened was, I tried to take my family's way of dealing with arguments and into our marriage without acknowledging that you or your family didn't do it that way. You didn't come up doing that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, this is like it took me about a good 2 or 3 years to figure this out fully. Because you would even say, look, I don't want to talk about this right now. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm just going to go to sleep. And one time I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And then the next day I talked to you about it and you were calm. We talked about it. We dealt with it. And we moved on. So I was like, man, she really could do that. Because I couldn't do that at the time. Like, and those nights I would be sitting up like fuming. Like, she's just asleep, and I want to talk about this, and I want to talk, and I want to talk. But we would get nowhere trying to force you to talk mm-hmm. right then. And it didn't really necessarily bother me to wait the extra day. It did, but I could deal with it more than you could talking right now. So for us, choosing the right time was to know that if you said, hey, just let me cool off. I don't want to talk about it right now. I'll talk about it tomorrow. And that's okay. The other part of that could be as simple as, like, if you are furious and you don't have the capacity to fight fair, then it's better to just say, I am too upset about this right now, in order to not say some things I don't mean, or in order for me to fully comprehend the situation, I'm going to take a pause, maybe 5 minutes, maybe, you know, I don't know if there's a certain time you need to put on it, but I don't want to talk about this right now because I might say something I don't mean. Mm-hmm. And the other person respecting that, but also knowing that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about this again. Because sometimes you just want to push it under the rug and not talk about it so you don't have to deal with it. And I feel like that kind of breeds a bigger problem.
Right.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's choosing the right time. Both when you and your spouse have the right time or when your tempers or whatever allow that.
No, that was mine. You just had to take over spirit, so.
No, this was my family and your family. That was all my point.
No, I was 1, 3, and 5, sir.
So now this is this? Okay, now you can go.
No, you're taking this.
Keep it relevant?
Yeah. Keep it relevant to the topic.
Oh, I completely told your topic. Really?
Yeah.
See, man, I'm not good at not taking over.
That's okay.
I'm trying to be better. Okay, so keep it relevant. I don't know much about this one because I felt like that's the same as...
Yeah, I do too. So we're just going to move on to never... You're never right at the top of your lungs. So I got this tip actually from a book that I read at some point. I don't even remember the book. I assume it was a relationship book. Quite honestly, I don't remember. But this is like the one thing that stood out to me. And the point there was that you are... when you're in the midst of an argument and you're yelling at each other, you automatically go into like defense mode, and yeah, you're just defending, you know, you feel like you're defending, it could be your character or whatever it is. And so you're not talking about the issue. Like, you're always wrong when you're yelling. Even if you're right, you're wrong. The other person is going to perceive you as wrong. They're going to automatically go into defense mode, and they're just coming at you waiting for the opportunity to rebut whatever it is you're saying.
Right.
Not listening to you. And so you have to, you know, maybe take a time out, whatever it is, so that way you can talk calmly, put your defenses down, and have a conversation about whatever the issue is and get to a resolution. Because if all you're doing is having a screaming match, you're not going to get anywhere.
No, I think that's totally right. I have a vague memory of my mom and one, prior to her marrying my dad, William. And she had made him an egg sandwich, and he didn't want eggs. And he just, like, smashed the sandwich with his hand and was, like, yelling and threw it. And I was just like, that was way more than just saying I don't have a taste for eggs. You know what I mean? But I've seen a lot of kind of friends of ours who you know, I don't know. I just, let me backtrack and say, these are not easy.
Right.
Steps, you know, because I don't have a temper by nature, and you don't have a temper by nature. But if you do, it's hard to not yell.
Yeah.
If you grew up being yelled at, or you've always yelled, just because you get married doesn't mean you're not gonna yell when you're angry. But just knowing that you're yelling at your spouse, they ain't gonna hear nothing but you're yelling. You can be completely and totally 100% right, and they can always be like, "But you ain't have to yell at me though."
Right.
And for that, I'm not gonna basically listen to anything that you say. So this kind of follows on the point of choosing the right time. If you know you're too mad to talk at a fair tone, then stop. Because I feel like when you yell, your emotions get out of whack, and it's
right.
Other stuff that you may not ever do, you might do.
Right.
Just because you're just like, you're angry. You know, you don't know what to do. So that. Our next step is stop being mad while you're still mad. I love this one. Because this used to happen so much in our early days. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Stop being mad while you're still mad is like the post-argument. Right? You've had the argument. Either you won or you lost. And the other person's like, does a little nudge, like a peace offering, I call it. Like, hey. And you're like, nah, get off me. I'm still mad. And they're like, come on, don't be mad still. You know, you're like, nah, get off me. You should have did that, whatever, cuz. You know, and then they are legitimately like, you know what, fine, still be mad. And then your turn is like, all right, I ain't mad no more. They're like, no, be mad at your little stupid self. Like, no, I'm not mad. No, you was mad. I was trying to be your friend, and you was mad. Fine, be mad. And he's like, all right, fine then. And it's just like it's a seesaw of...
Mad, not mad.
So, how do you get out of that?
I don't know. This is your love tip.
You don't have no tips? You've had to do it before. You do this to me sometimes. You try to get me mad on purpose. You like, I don't know what you do, but you know you do it. And I'd be like, you'd be laughing. I'd be like, man, stop. Stop, man. Stop. Hey, stop. Stop, man. And then you end up being mad for real. But it's just basically like, accept a peace offering in like increments, I guess. You know, like, hey, okay, I'm not mad. Just keep your hands off me. Give me a second to cool off. But that's very important, because if you don't stop being mad while you're still mad, then it's just going to ignite another argument. And then you got to go all the way through it again to get to the point you can offer a peace offering and blah, 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 blah. Nobody
and
has time for that.
Yeah, and being mad at your spouse is really exhausting, actually.
It is.
It's like so exhausting. It's like a complete waste of a day. complete waste of time. It's very exhausting because you have to like purposely decide I'm not going to talk to you. It's like so exhausting. So it is an important step because you don't want to drag it out into like days of not talking to one another simply because you're stubborn.
Yes. Question. This isn't on our list of things to talk about. People have asked me before if we do the I'm mad at you so you got to sleep on the couch thing. And I tell people, and never in my life.
I think I've tried to kick you out of my bed, though.
You have. And you have left.
Yes, I have.
But never in my life have I been mad at you, and for that reason. I mean, I'm sorry. Never in my life have you been like, you deserve to sleep on the couch. And I've been yes. Like, if you're going to be mad, you're going to be mad for this bed. I'm not going to have my back hurt so you can feel like something. We ain't got guest bedroom. Couch is not comfortable. I'm not finna sleep. You be mad while you sleep, but I'm gonna sleep good. Hey, amen. You have tried to leave, and then you come back because your neck hurts. That's the problem with getting old. You're trying to prove a point, but the couch is uncomfortable. You mad at me, and you're in the couch like, man, it gets on my nerves, but this couch is not comfortable.
That's real life.
You haven't got mad and left in a while.
I know.
Early in our marriage, why did you do that? I don't think we ever actually, I never even asked you.
Because I'd be mad. I don't want to be next to you. I'd be mad.
You slept in the bed, boy's bed before.
Yeah, man.
In the bunk bed. I remember one time you slept in the boy's bunk bed and I tried to join you and the bed was just too small. I was like, this is a tiny bed. I'm trying to prove a point, but my butt is on the wood part. There's just not enough mattress. And then you realize how silly it is even doing this. But man, when you're trying to prove a point, you don't care.
I'll prove my point.
I will prove my point. If I gotta sleep on the floor and not be able to go to work tomorrow, I will prove my point.
So now I can do my last point.
I'm not taking it over.
We'll see. I had a foster. My mom did foster care when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And he was in his terrible twos. So my mom used to send him to daycare and he would come home. We'd be like, Drew, how was your day today? I didn't hit. I didn't kick. I didn't punch the kids. I played nice. And that is this point. Don't hit, don't kick, don't punch. Play nice.
Play nice with the other kids.
Play nice with the other kids. And it's probably really, like, the most important issue here is don't allow the fight to get physical. Physical is just totally 100% unacceptable on the woman's side or the female, or the woman or the female, the male or the female side. It's just unacceptable. So don't allow your emotions to get the best of you. And allow it to turn physical. If you need to walk away, if you need a moment to cool off, give, especially women, like, don't, you know, egg on the issue and get him to try to, you know, stay there and deal with it. If he's that upset and he needs a moment to walk away, allow him that moment to walk away. And vice versa. It could be the woman, because we'll pick up someone and throw it in a heartbeat. Allow them that space to cool off. So that way you can have an argument with integrity and not allow it to get to escalate to a point where you got to call the cops.
Right. Because now you like are in the point of crying.
Yeah. And you just don't want that. Like, period. You just really do not want that. So don't fight. Don't kick. Don't punch.
No. And even like, I feel like it's dangerous to even like punch walls and throw like plates and stuff, because it I feel like what it says is like, you're lucky this wall is here, or this wall could have been you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or this whatever could have been you, so don't cross me, you know. And you might just be like, I need to punch something and I don't want to hit you, but I feel like, again, we have to be masters of our own domain and controllers of our anger. We shouldn't be like so mad I need to. Like that saying, I can't express myself. And I don't know myself well enough to know that I can't express myself right now. So I should just like.
And sometimes, and that kind of goes back to choosing the right time. Sometimes you do need a moment to like download and process the emotions that you're feeling. Why are you really upset? What's really bothering you? I'm one of those people that I need that moment to kind of think about it and get myself together, and then I can come to the table and say, okay, this is what's wrong. And if you're one of those people that needs that moment, your spouse has to learn that about you and honor that you need that time.
Right.
So that it either doesn't get physical or doesn't come to a point where, because you could be the person that just shuts down, like, you're going to make me talk, but I'm going to just shut down on you.
Yeah.
I don't know Like, I'm not at a point where I can talk about this right now.
That's another step we could have talked about. Shutting down. Because I feel like that's like... it's like when you're arguing with somebody, then you'd be like, okay. Okay, you're right.
That's my meme. You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, good. Let's... No, you know what?
It's funny how... That. Yeah.
That's real life.
I don't know. Like, shutting down is probably a whole other episode. Because I feel like that's people... A lot of times... When you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say and the person won't, like, give you any space or anything, you just, like, I'm just, like JoJo used to do when he was a baby. When our kid, JoJo, was a baby, he would...
We used to call it something.
Turning
show
off.
Show you, he used to turn off.
When he wouldn't get his way, he would literally just walk away from you, but within eyesight of you, and then just, like, stare off into the distance. And then he would literally, like, swing his arms and be like, I am so mad at you right now. But it doesn't get you anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean? And that's the point of, like, fighting fair. It's arguments can be constructive, and you can grow from them if done right. You know what I mean? And I think they must be done right because, oh, you know, like, even sex stuff. We talked about this. This is a choose the right time thing. If you have a sex issue or a problem.
Don't bring it up.
Like, when you're about to have sex. Like, hey, you know that thing you did? You know what I mean? Like, it's... It's more received because that can start a total argument,
right?
You know, all within itself. I hate that I keep bringing up stuff back to sex. That's terrible.
That's because that's all y'all think about.
No, it's yes. Yes, it is. All right, do you want to recap all those steps?
So we have, you know, this is our steps. I'll probably miss some because we added some. Focus on the issue. Don't name call. Choose the right time. Keep it relevant. You're never right at the top of your lungs, so bring it down a notch. Stop being mad while you're still mad and don't hit, punch, or kick.
Absolutely right. We hope you help the people. Okay, let's give your socials for the people.
I can be reached at Kev on Stage on Instagram and Twitter.
No, that's my Instagram name.
Right, because I am Miss Kev on Stage. I can be reached at Miss Kev on Stage on Instagram and Twitter. And I think a lot of you guys are following me on, Instagram, and you found me on Facebook. I got like a whole like slew of Facebook requests last week, and it's probably a result of the Women Only episode. So thank you for following me. I'm just a regular chick. I love makeup. I love fashion. Sometimes I'll post relationship stuff, and sometimes I post what my babies are doing. So yeah, that's me.
And I'm Kev on Stage everywhere I go, everywhere I be. If you have questions for us, send them to kevonstage@gmail.com. Send them to Dear Kevin Liss. The email address is kevonstage@gmail.com. And we'll do our best to answer them on the podcast because you guys are the wind beneath our wings.
Yeah, I have a question too on a girl contacted me and wanted to talk about the divorce of my parents and how that affected me. Because my parents were divorced about 8 or so years ago. And I've talked about how that... impacted me and shaped, you know, changed the course of my relationship, I would think. And so I'll talk about that. I haven't forgotten about you. You sent me an inbox and was like, have you forgot about me? And I did forget, but I haven't forgot now. So we'll do an episode of that. We have to remember to do that.
Yes. The effects of divorce.
The effects of divorce and how that affected me. And really, maybe it'll be an episode about, like, transition. Because I quite literally, in my opinion, like, became a different person. And Kev had to go there with me.
Yeah.
And to support me. And so maybe talking about how life changes occur and how that can...
Let's just do that on the next podcast. Okay. Tune in next week. Woman Who Melissa Forgot About and Then Remembered Because You Reminded Her. But God never forgets, amen?
He never
forgets. We'll see you guys next week. Love Our Love Cast with Kevin Liss.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.